Welcome to Body Mind Yoga. This is Bhumi. We'll start sitting for this class. So just take a moment to sit with your legs out long in front. We're going to work with the forward bend pose for this class. So releasing through the backs of the legs, the big hamstrings, the sciatic nerve, and also releasing the spine. Now just be very gentle here. We're just going to see how your body is right now, and then we'll release and loosen things up and try it again at the end. So have the legs out long with the feet anywhere between about hip width apart or close together or somewhere in between. Have the knees slightly bent at first. Feel free to bend them as much as you want to in a moment. And place your hands on the front of the legs. Now when you breathe out, carefully lean forward from your waist and slide your hands down your legs towards your feet, just letting the chest soften down towards the knees. And relaxing the head down a little at the end of the movement, just letting go of the neck. Then breathing in and slowly rolling back up again. And then doing that a few more times. And just feeling what that's like. So you're not trying to get anywhere. Doesn't matter what things look like. But feeling your body from the inside. As you breathe out and slide the hands down towards the feet, leaning forward from the waist and softening into the forward bend, and breathing in back up. And just noticing here, particularly how it does feel through the backs of the legs. You might want to experiment a bit here with how much you bend the knees. You could try bending the knees a bit more. See what that does to the pose. And then trying it a few times with the legs a bit straighter and seeing what that's like. And feeling the movement, what it's like in your lower back, and also how does it feel between the shoulder blades? What is it in your body that feels like it's stopping you going further? Where's the holding? And then next time you're back up, just leave that. We'll come back to it later. Just rest back on your hands for a moment. Maybe bring the feet a bit wider and give the legs a gentle shake out. Just lightly shaking the legs, relaxing the muscles and the joints. Breathing easily as you do that. And then leaving the shaking and slowly coming down onto your back and just lying down on your back, resting the head down, but having the legs up in semi-supine once you are lying down. So you've got the knees bent and the feet flat on the floor. Then can you bring your right knee up over your chest and hold on to the top of the knee with the right hand? So you've got the right knee bent over the chest with the right hand on top. And slide the left hand underneath the head. Be aware of your breath. And next time the breath comes out of your body, draw the right knee closer in towards your chest and use the left hand to gently roll the head up so your head and right knee come closer together, and then you breathe in back down. So you breathe out, draw the head and right knee gently towards each other, And breathing in back down. Just moving smoothly and gently. Just releasing your body. Your body actually lets go and releases a lot more effectively if you move gently. So your body feels safe. You can just feel that movement through your spine. What it feels like in the lower back. Between the shoulder blades. And through the neck. The next time you've got the head down, just pause for a moment. Keep the left hand under the head still. But now can you slide the right hand underneath the right knee so you have the right hand at the back of the right leg. And this time when you breathe out, lift your right foot up towards the ceiling as you roll the head up. So as you lift the head up, you gently stretch the right leg up into the air. And then you breathe in back down. And do that a few more times. Breathing out as you lift the right foot up and gently stretch the right leg up into the air, rolling the head up there. And breathing in back down. To support your lower back and train your nervous system to use the core muscles. When you do that movement, you can gently squeeze your lower tummy in as you lift the head and the foot. And then relax the lower tummy and you relax back down. You're just releasing into the back of the leg, releasing the sciatic nerve. Hamstrings. Great. And then when you've got the head down, relax that right foot all the way back down onto the floor into semi-supine. So the right foot's flat on the floor with the knee bent, and we'll swap sides. So bring the left knee up over the chest. We'll start with the left knee bent. So have the left hand on top of the left knee and the right hand supporting the head. Just remember any time to really listen to your body and adjust the movements to suit you if necessary, if you have an injury. So if this hurts the shoulder, having the hand under the head, just relax the head down if you prefer. Relax the arm and just focus on your lower body. If you're fine with it, when you breathe out, draw the left knee in towards the chest as you roll the head forwards and breathe in back down. Just keeping that left knee bent at first, breathing out, bringing the head the left knee towards each other and breathing in back down. Feeling that movement from the left hip up through your back and spine into the neck. Breath and movement together. And when you've got everything down, just pause for a moment so you can slide the left hand under the left knee to the back of the leg. Now we'll release into the back of the left leg. So when you breathe out, lift the left foot up towards the ceiling, roll the head forwards and breathe in. Put the head down and let the knee bend. Feeling that stretching up through the back of the left leg. Maybe gently tightening your lower tummy in as you come into the movement. And relaxing the lower tummy as you come out of the movement. Okay, and then when you've got the head down, bring that left foot all the way back down as well. So you've got the legs both back in semi-supine. Now, have the feet and the knees quite wide apart. So a wide semi-supine. Bring your arms out a little wider, out from the shoulders, just out to the sides there. And then when you breathe out, slowly take your knees down to one side. Breathe in through the center. And then breathe out down to the other side. And continue from side to side. Breathing out as the knees go down to the side. Breathing in through the center. Feeling this movement through the spine. Feel that gentle twisting in the spine. Maybe you can bring just a bit more awareness to your out-breath. Maybe slow the movement down so that you breathe all the way out as the knees go down to the side. Just wait for the breath to come in before you go into the center. So letting your breath guide the movement. Include the neck here by gently rolling the head the opposite way to the knees. So as the knees go one way, the head gently turns the opposite way. And when you've got the knees in the middle, leave them there. Just have the head back in the middle as well. And can you interlace your hands behind the back of the head? And bring your knees and your feet closer together. Then place your right ankle on your left knee. So the right knee bends out a bit to the right. Take care of your right hip. This feels a bit much on the right hip. Might feel better to cross the right knee over the left knee to take the pressure off. Or if that doesn't quite work with this next one, you may just prefer to have your legs back in a normal semi-supine. So again, really listen to your body and adjust the movements to suit you so you benefit from the exercises. And when you breathe out, can you lift your left foot off the floor and lift your head up at the same time so that you draw your head and your right ankle closer together? When you breathe in, put everything back down and carefully see if you could lift the hips up a little bit. Maybe pull your lower tummy in to support your lower back there. And then alternate between those two movements. So alternate lifting the left foot and the head up as you breathe out. Then breathing in, back down, and lifting the hips up a bit if you can. Not lifting too high, so you do a kind of one-legged shoulder bridge there. But keep it a low shoulder bridge. And just alternate between those two movements. Feel what's happening through your hips and lower back. Feel when things tighten and strengthen. And feel where things are stretched and released. Great. And then when you've got everything down, we'll swap to the other side. So uncross the legs, have the feet close-ish, and then place the left ankle on the right knee. Keep the hands under the head if that's okay for the shoulders. And when you breathe out, lift the right foot off the floor, lift the head up and draw the left ankle and the head closer together. Breathe in back down and lift the hips up a little bit, just squeezing your lower tummy in as you lift the hips up though. And going back and forth between those two movements and feeling where you're stretching, where you're strengthening. Feeling your body from the inside. Paying attention to your body. Finding ways of moving that feel like they benefit your body. Sometimes that means easing off and making things more gentle. Other times it might mean going that bit further, extending the movements. Great. And then when everything's down, just rest down, uncross the legs again and have both feet flat on the floor. Now bring the hands out from underneath the head and rest your arms down on the floor beside you. Have the palms downwards, palms touching the floor. Have the feet in semi-supine, sort of hip width or a bit wider apart. Now we'll just do the normal shoulder bridge. So as you breathe in, gently tighten your lower tummy in. Lift the hips up into the air, into shoulder bridge. Pressing the feet into the floor to maybe lift up a little higher or feel that tightness into the back of the hips. And breathing out, putting the hips back down. And going up and down like that. Breathing in, lifting the hips up. Breathing out, lowering them back down. Strengthening through the back of the hips. This also takes the lower back into a gentle backward bend, depending on how high the hips are going. As long as this doesn't cause any pain, it can be quite good for the lower back to do gentle backward bendings. And now we'll keep doing that, but we'll include another movement. So keep breathing in and lifting the hips up into shoulder bridge. But next time you breathe out and put the hips down, can you lift both feet off the floor and stretch both legs up towards the ceiling? When you're ready, bend the knees, put the feet back down and lift up into shoulder bridge again. So you alternate, lift the hips up and down, and then stretch both legs up into the air. Just alternate, these are both counter poses to each other. So you're alternating between tightening through the back of the body, tightening the back of the hips and the back of the legs. And you do the shoulder bridge, but then stretching all those muscles out as you straighten the legs up towards the ceiling. And then to finish, have the hips down. But can you bring both knees up over your chest? Hold onto the top of the knees with the hands. Use the hands to slowly circle the knees over the chest. Circle the knees in such a way that you make a circular shape on the floor with the hips and the lower back. Just feel that contact there between the lower back and the floor. Breathing easily. And then changing directions, going back the other way, circling. And then bringing the knees into the center, keeping the knees up over the chest and placing your hands somewhere more on the insides of the knees so that you can use the hands to press the knees wide apart. Just a gentle pressing there. Hopefully you feel a gentle stretch through the inner thighs. And keeping the knees wide, just gently rocking from side to side. Then when you're in the center, bringing the knees slowly closer together and placing the feet flat onto the floor, back into semi-supine with the feet and knees comfortably apart, resting the arms down on the floor beside you. And when you breathe out, can you lift one foot off the floor? Kind of lightly throw that foot up above you, kind of swing that leg up, sort of up and a bit back behind you, gently. And then inhale back down and swap legs. Lift the other foot off the floor and just gently swing that leg up. So the leg semi-straightens as you lift the foot and swing the leg up and back. Just keep alternating sides. Breathing out, swinging one leg up and back and then the other. Might find the hips maybe lift off the floor a little bit here. As you swing one leg up like this, feel the other foot against the floor, the one that's left in semi-supine. If that's easy, maybe you could try swinging both legs up. Lift both feet off the floor, swing both feet, legs up and back a bit, maybe hips lifting. Don't have any back injuries, and just an option here, you could maybe go even further by holding underneath the knees with the hands and swinging the legs up and back and maybe even rolling all the way up to sitting there. You breathe out, swing the legs up, but then as you breathe in and they come back down, you can maybe roll up to sitting, rolling up and down on the spine. When you do that, if it doesn't hurt the spine and it's quite a smooth movement, you're not straining to come up, it just happens quite naturally. You just roll all the way up and back down, just being careful not to roll back on the neck. And then if you're okay to just roll up to sitting, roll up and stay there. Otherwise, take your time to roll over to one side and come up to sitting. And when you are up sitting, have your legs out long in front of you. But bring the feet and the legs fairly wide apart. And then interlace your hands in front of you. And then imagine in between your legs, you've got a big pot. You're going to stir that pot with your hands. So you go round to the side, reach forward, round to the other side, and then lean back a bit as you go to the back of the pot. And circling like that, circling your whole upper body. Circling from the hips all the way up the spine to the arms. Stirring that big pot between the legs. Finding a way to breathe as you do that. And then go back the other way a few times, just stirring the pot the other way. Then coming into the centre. And now bringing the legs a bit closer together. Come back more into where you'd have the legs for the forward bend. So anywhere between hip width apart with the legs and the feet, or completely close together if that feels better for you. And rest your hands on the front of the thighs. And then breathe in and float the arms up towards the ceiling. When you breathe out, just bend the knees a little bit, as much as you like. Lean forward from the waist and come all the way down into the forward bend. So you breathe in, arms up, head and chest up. And then breathe out. Bend the knees, lean forward from the waist and soften down into the forward bend. Keep going like that, moving with your breath. Inhale, sitting up and stretching the arms up, and exhaling into the forward bend and feeling that stretch into the back of your body. The next time you're in the forward bend, holding there, don't go too far. I'd like to just ease off a bit, make it a bit more relaxed. So it should feel good to hold there, an enjoyable stretch. And as you hold there and you breathe, you can just do a very slight rocking from side to side, just slightly. Pause in the middle, slowly come out of the movement, out of the pose. When you've got the head and chest up, rest back on the hands, the legs a gentle shake out. And then slowly come all the way up to standing. When you are upstanding, bring your feet fairly wide apart, at least shoulder width apart if you can. If you're comfortable with it, maybe even a little bit wider. And then have your arms out wide to the side, so your arms are roughly parallel to the floor and out from the shoulders. When you breathe in, bring your arms back slightly and open your chest. Then when you breathe out, bend your left knee slightly and then touch your right hand onto your left knee as you bend the left knee. Then breathe in, open the chest, arms wide. And then breathe out, bend the right knee slightly and touch the opposite hand to that knee as you bend it. just alternate, touching one hand to the opposite knee as you breathe out, and breathing in, arms wide, opening the chest. Just slightly bending the knee on each side as you touch the opposite hand to the knee. Now, if that's easy, just as an option, you could go a bit further down the leg here if you want to. So as you breathe out, you could touch the opposite hand onto the opposite calf or maybe ankle, as you bend the knee on that side a little. Just maybe taking that hand a bit further down the leg, to the opposite foot even. And then next time you're back in the centre, relax the arms down, just coming back to standing, and bring the feet more like hip width apart now, to have the feet closer together. Arms relax down beside you. Now when you breathe in, float the arms out to the front, and then up over your head so the fingers point up towards the ceiling. When you breathe out, gently bend the knees, lean forward from the waist to bring the arms all the way down to the floor. Well, not touching the floor, but just hanging down towards the floor. And you're leaning forward from the waist with the head dropped down. Then breathe in all the way back up, head and chest up, arms up towards the ceiling. And breathing out, bending the knees, leaning forward from the waist and hanging down there in the standing forward bend. Breathe in deeply as you float the arms up towards the ceiling, and breathe all the way out as you bend the knees and lean forward from the waist and hang down there. Feel the legs. This helps to strengthen the legs and also stretches out through the legs. Can also help to release your lower back. When you breathe in and float the arms up to the ceiling, when you do that, you could gently press the hips forward just a little bit. So you do a slight arching and backward bend into the lower back. And then as you breathe out and lean forward from the waist, you'll gently stretch the lower back out again. The next time you're leaning forward from the waist, just hang there for a moment in that standing forward bend. You decide how bent or straight to have the legs. You want the knees bent enough that you can really hang forward from the waist and have a nice gentle stretch into the lower back. But you want the legs straight enough that you've got a nice stretch into the backs of the legs. Hold there and breathe. You might like to, as you hold here, draw a semicircle with your hands from the outside of one foot round to the outside of the other foot. So you kind of swing your arms and upper body and head a bit one way and the hips go a bit the other way. And feel what effect that has on your lower back. And if you're doing the swinging thing, just leave that and leave everything back in the centre. And then from here, we'll come all the way down into child pose. So one way to do that would be to keep bending your knees till you can put your hands on the floor. And then walk the hands a bit forward, walk the feet a bit back, until you can put the knees down on the floor. And then from all fours, sink the hips back towards your heels. And take a rest in child position. If it's comfortable, you can just rest your forehead down on the floor with the arms either out long in front of you or resting down beside you. If it's not so comfortable with the head on the floor, it might feel better to put one fist on top of the other and to maybe rest your forehead on your fists instead. And feeling your body and feeling your breath as you hold here in the child pose. And from child pose, slowly come up into the all fours position, hands roughly under the shoulders, knees under the hips, for the option of resting on the elbows if it hurts your wrists. And then we'll do the cat and cow. So with the out breath, rounding the spine. So pressing the shoulder blades up to the ceiling as you drop the head down and tuck the tailbone under. And then breathing in the other way and gently arching the spine. Just going back and forth. Let your breath guide you here. And just follow the breath all the way out as you round the back. Even if you just have to wait there, the back rounded as you wait for the breath to go all the way out before you breathe in the other way. Or if you want to go a bit further here, you don't have a shoulder injury and you're quite happy with downward dog, you know downward dog, as an option when you breathe out, you could tuck your toes under and carefully lift the hips up into the air, into the downward dog. You might find you might want to have your hands a little bit further forward for the downward dog. So make sure you just adjust your hands into the right place for you there. You can still breathe in, drop the knees down, arch the back. Then breathe out. Tuck the toes under. Pull your lower tummy in and lift the hips up into the downward dog and stretch through the spine there. Doing that a few more times. Picking the options that suit you. You can continue with the cat and cow. Or if you're doing the downward dog, you might like to hold for a few breaths in the downward dog with the hips up in the air, just lifting the tailbone up a bit higher there, softening the chest down. Feeling that stretch through the backs of the legs and through the spine. Breathing. And then when you're ready, just slowly coming down and sinking the hips back towards the feet and again taking a rest in child pose. Making sure you've got the arms in the best place for your neck and shoulders. And then doing that imaginary breathing, the center of the eyebrows. Imagine the breath coming in through the centre of the eyebrows and out through the centre of the eyebrows. Leaving the eyebrow breathing. Slowly coming up from child pose. Coming back up to sitting with the legs out long in front of you. Okay, and we'll see now how the forward bend pose is. Then have the legs out long in front, sort of hip width or so apart. Have a slight bend in the knees to start, and you decide how much you want to bend them in a moment with the hands on the front of the legs. And as you breathe out, sliding the hands down the legs as you lean forward from the waist and soften into the forward bend. Feel what that's like now. And then breathing back up. Maybe having your eyes a bit closed here so you can really feel your body from the inside. You can either continue to move in and out of the pose, or you might like to hold there instead for a few breaths. If you do decide to hold, don't go too far at first. When you hold a pose, it actually works better if you go to a nice easy place first. And you just breathe there and you let your body get used to that place. Your body feels safe and the muscles can start to relax, your nervous system relaxes. And you may find after a few breaths, you just maybe soften down a bit deeper into the pose. And a bit deeper. Feel the back of your body. This is such a beneficial pose. Stretches out the big sciatic nerve. It's good for your whole nervous system. Calms your nervous system. Great for your lower back. Also really good for the digestive system. Increases blood flow into that whole lower abdominal region. This is one of the best poses to do to help you sleep at night. Now if you're still holding, Slowly come up out of it. Keep aware of your body as you come out of the pose. Then when you are up, you're just resting back on the hands, giving the legs a nice gentle shake out. And then getting comfortable, lying down. Really useful to at least take a few minutes of resting, relaxing and breathing, or listening to one of the meditation relaxations. Thank you. Namaste.